Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the NPARC XCOM call on 31st of March 2016. On the call today, we have John Carr Klaustoll, Martin Silva, Rudy Vansnick, Sam LaFranco, and on the audio bridge, we have Olivia Kwame. And from staff, we have myself, Mariam Bakoshi. I'd like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much. Over to you, Rudy.
Thank you, Mariam. Sorry for the technical issues. Murphy is not far away, as we know. When we work with IT, that's the guy is the closest to everyone. So to start the meeting, I've asked for a meeting as I thought it was important to have an appearance of the different items that are in front of us. I hear echo. So the first agenda point, I had some thoughts about and feelings that as the chair of NPARC, I was losing a little bit the trust of everyone, and I wanted to know if that was just my feeling and a feeling that is not appropriate. That's one of the first questions I wanted to try to get clear in order to continue the job in the way it has to be done. I would like to know if there is anyone that is feeling that I'm not performing as the chair of NPARC in the way you think it should be done. I would like to know if there is anyone that has any comments, any remarks on this.
Martin Silva here. No, really. I think we, at least I can speak for myself, but we all trust you. We all think you're a good job as chair, and I haven't heard anyone or anything that could be interpreted otherwise. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you, Martin.
John, for the record, I trust you, and it's never crossed my mind at all. So I'm speaking for myself. I think that you have a difficult job in doing all the working groups, and you need help, and I'm here to help you. So that's my take on it.
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, for the record, I have trust in Rudy as a person, and I would like to put it on record that I don't find a recorded session the appropriate forum to discuss the effectiveness or ineffectiveness of anybody in the XCOM or beyond the XCOM. That's why I will not make any comments with regard to the second part of the questions. All I would like to say is that I trust you.
Thank you, Klaus. Sam?
Okay, Sam, for the record here, I'm looking for guidance on this. I'm feeling more than a little bruised at the moment in what I thought was a small initiative right down the middle of the ICANN remit and the NPARC charter, and something that both NCSC and NCUC are pursuing quite aggressively. I made a proposal. I tried to embark on something from the policy side, and I've been pretty severely beaten around the head and shoulders by both a member of MPOC and by comments from the chair. So at the moment, I am just looking for guidance.
Thank you, Sam. Well, I will clarify a bit what with regards to your comments on the exchanges in email that have been flowing around. I was not against any action or activities trying to involve our members in the policy work. When I saw the message from Carlos, and it was based also on what he was saying during the Marrakesh meeting, I just thought it was not a good idea to blow back a member that is willing to collaborate, especially if that person is a member of the council. It's quite helpful if you have a voice, quite strong voice in the council, defending NPOC's position. Otherwise, maybe my English is not appropriate enough to respond to such messages. On top, we were in Belgium in a period where almost everybody was afraid and anxious of what's going on, and it's still not clear that it's we are still very anxious about all the situations going on here. That could also have been influencing my reactions and my feelings on certain things. I can sometimes react a bit emotional too. So I was not at all blowing back on trying to get the members involved. It was something that, in fact, we decided in Marrakesh that we would like to have every one of us at least having some input in comments, in the public comments period, so that they would see from NPOC some reactions coming up. That was the initial goal we decided in Marrakesh. With the reactions of Carlos, Carlos strongly highlighting that he would ask his organization to step back from and get affiliated of NPOC was a message that was not a good message for us at all. So that's the reason why I was sort of maybe reacting too nervously and too emotionally, but. But that's also something that happens when you're in fatigue, when you're trying to do as much as you can. I think I'm also allowed to do some mistakes, and if that was seen as a pushback on you, Sam, well, sorry, it was not meant as such at all. I just tried to put some oil between two blocks that were creating some friction, that was all. So I hope that understanding or misunderstanding can be put aside the table, and we look into how we can work closely together without having those kinds of frictions. Olivier, as you're not in the Adobe Connect, I could not see your hand. So if you have any comments on the first thing, you're allowed to speak now, of course. Sorry that I jumped over, but I'm always trying to use the Adobe Connect for that. So, Olivier, if you want to... Oh, Olivier is disconnected, that's what I thought. So I would like to move forward. I've noted that... The NPOC wants the chair to continue to do the work till next election, as far as I understood from the discussions now. With regards to the future of NPOC XCOM decision-taking, I think it's important that we, before we go public for some kind of communications, we try to have a kind of agreement on what we are sending out so that we avoid having mail communications happening afterwards, which are seen as being an XCOM that didn't talk to each other. That's the reason why I was putting this on the table. And every idea, everything that can help in doing better is really welcome. We need to try to, we are a small team. We need to try to do as much as we can, and we have our limits, of course. I see, Klaus, you have your hand up. You have the floor.
Yes, Rudy, you're speaking in abstracts. Could you please talk about specific emails and specific issues and specific causes of action?
Well, Klaus, I think I was quite specific. It was about the mail exchange that Sam was mentioning too. It's about the mail exchange that happened between Sam when he posted the message on trying to get people involved in the public comment, one side, and the reaction coming from Carlos, on which I have then posted a message back in the sense, as I explained, with trying to make things fluid instead of having oppositions in the communication. And as I said, if that is perceived as being a pushback from the chair to Sam or to the policy committee, well, that was not the intent at all. I would like him to be clear that we need help, and that question was not a bad question at all. It's just a question of perceiving something at a moment where you're under stress, where you're in fatigue, and where you have things going on around you that you don't want to have around you. And with regards to decision taking, if you want to have some samples of what I mean here, is that when you need to organize, for instance, an event during an ICANN meeting, it is something that needs some workout, because there are specific requests that need to be sent to the ICANN meeting team and to the ICANN GNSO secretariat, so that things can be prepared in time. And if that is going on in the sidelines, it could create some distraction and confusing, that people don't know who is organizing that event at the end and who is requesting the meeting space, the facilities, especially as the Helsinki meeting is a four-day meeting. It's not a 6 or 7 days. It's not 5 days. It's a four-day meeting. And the meeting team was really clear in telling us that we need to be in time with the call for facilities, especially in the context of what is not seen as our regular constituency day meetings. So I hope I have been clear with that on what I consider being a decision-taking issue that should come from the XCOM. Klaus, I see you still have your hand up. You have the floor.
Thank you. With regard to the first point, the email originated from Sam and replied for by Carlos, I think what is adding to the confusion, and it's especially my confusion, because till today I don't understand what was or is a problem of Sam's email. I think it was Sam's duty to send out that email, and I think and I don't think it is there's any need or any content in that email which necessitates coordination with the XCOM group. And I find, in my words, the reply from Carlos not helpful. But leave it by that. That story is gone. But I think our chief of policy committee, whoever it is, should be able to send out a communication like that in full confidence that he has a backing of the whole ExCom without prior consultation. With regard to the setup, and we are talking here about specifically about the Helsinki meeting. As you might have recalled and remembered, this is exactly the way how we did it and how we decided to do it in Marrakesh. That there would be an early call out to Finnish NGOs, that we would make a very early announcement to the NGOs. I created a draft of the program. I sent it out to comment to all the ExCom. I took in the comments, including yours, Rudy, and sent out a draft invitation to these NGOs in Finland, so that we can actually do our work. The only options variables possible at the moment we have is either to say if on the 11th the SOAC leadership decides there will be no outreach on the Monday, then we will have to move our meeting to another day because there is no space in the ICANN program for our meeting. And that has been already taken care of by working together with some with the Red Cross, which basically has an office in the meeting space next door to the meeting hall. What I would be interested in is what you, Rudy, or anybody else would find problematic in the emails and the communications that would have been sent out. And what should be improved in the future? Thank you.
Thank you, Klaus. With regard to the Helsinki event, as you are proposing, you proposed a time slot, a certain day and time. That was first out of the Helsinki meeting space. Or time frame. That's why I was pushing back immediately and say, oh, be careful, because it's not a 5 or 6 days meeting, it's a 4 days meeting, and the Monday is normally scheduled to be an outreach day, as it has been explained to us in the NCEPH intersessional meeting. and the outreach was initially scheduled by strongly by ALAC. On the other point, where I don't see any problem in the fact of setting up an outreach event at all, except that if we want to address people and on NGOs and invite them, I think it's important that we know at what time and where and when we will be able to organize it inside the ICANN meeting space. And that's why I just was asking to say, okay, let's see if there is any possibility to get it scheduled in the Helsinki meeting frame. So that's the reason why I said, let us be careful in setting up things if we are not having the space foreseen. About the fact that there would be space available at Red Cross, that's something that, well, I just discovered that. It's not something that I was aware of. I see, John, you have your hand up too. Yes, John?
Sorry, I had to unmute my so you can hear me. So it's Joan for the record. I just wanted to ask, first of all, if we had made a decision to have SEN go ahead with the proposal for the policy. I think that's what was one question that he asked. So I think we need to categorically give him a straight answer. So that's the first thing, and my answer would be yes to go ahead. So that's for me. The second thing is I just wanted to talk a little bit about the I think Claus asked about the events and for feedback. And so I just want to give my own opinion. I think that the event in is always a good idea to have an outreach event in any of the conferences that is organized. My confusion, and maybe this is what is at the heart of things, is I think for me, when I'm going to an ICANN conference, that I'm representing MPOC, and that anything that I do for those days that I'm there is to move MPOC's mission within the ICANN space forward. So looking at the policies that we have to comment on, the meetings that we have to go to, and any other initiatives that come up. So in Marrakesh, for example, there was an outreach meeting that Jean-Jacques had with all of us called Civil Society. And basically that presentation said, ICANN as an organization, a company, is putting together the civil society outreach. And they were looking for participation by the constituency groups such as MPOC. So I think how I interpreted that is that if we're going to do an outreach, we would then work with ICANN to see if they're doing an outreach and how can we collaborate. Because I think that was the presentation specifically said, how can we collaborate with outreach to move forward? And so having a meeting without having that discussion and that decision with ICANN first, I think it blurs the lines of where are we and you know, what is Pathfinder within the, like, I don't disagree with any of the Pathfinder education. I don't even want to discuss that because I absolutely agree with it. I think the lines are blurred on that Pathfinder is an individual organization and then there's the MPOC avenue. And I think that's at the heart of the issue for me. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Klaus, you have your hand up. You have the floor.
Okay. Let me try to answer both of the questions. The problem I have with for ICANN to decide when and where and how to have the meeting resulted that we now went through two events with NPOC participation where we definitely planned and had put time and effort and partially money into an event where that one was then and had to be cancelled in the last minute because we ran out of time. And in one case where somebody like Adam Peak asked us literally to wait till 2 days before the meeting actually happened to do some outreach. I find that unacceptable, and for that reason, I think that we have to do some independent planning with different options available for implementation. And now to the contribution from John. John, I'm afraid I have to strongly disagree with what you just said. Just because there is a declaration by Jean-Jacques or Adam Peak or anybody that they are doing the outreach with the support of the constituency doesn't mean that that is right, justified, or makes any sense. The fact is, and this is what, in my opinion, MPOC always stood for, that the multi-stakeholderism is a bottom-up process, and we are the bottom. And we decide how we do the outreach. We are executing the outreach. We are the owners of the outreach. And staff is there to support us. So whatever paper, whatever declaration comes from ICANN that violates that golden rule of multi-stakeholderism is, in my opinion, a scandal and not valid. And you might have observed that I'm fighting this now for several years, but you also might have observed that slowly but steadily we are winning that fight, that the power goes back into the constituency, into the grassroots in doing that. And for that reason, there is no confusion about NPOC, Pathfinder, or whatsoever. Let me repeat this. Pathfinder is an independent initiative which consists not as an organization but as a partnership. NPOC is one of the partners that uses Pathfinder as an instrument to fulfill its duty, because we, I think, as NPOC, have long ago and still valid today agreed that just participating in the ICANN policy meeting, policy making process, is a very important, valuable contribution we have to make and is our responsibility as a constituency. But this is only part of our constituency. How can we be a legitimate representation of the grassroots when we don't do outreach, awareness, and capacity building to enable these people we are supposed to talk to participate in the process? We can't count on elite. We are not elitist. And this, I think, why these things are so important. And there's also a practical issue. Let's say we need to do an outreach event on the Monday. This requires a lot of financial input. We have a choice. Either we do the organization now, we use the instrument of Pathfinder and other things we have in our hand as NPOC to plan the event, to partner with them, to fundraise so that we can bring the staff, our people we need 2 days earlier to Helsinki, which is certainly not cheap, and get these things done. I can't do that. Pathfinder can't do that if it starts planning an event a week before it happens. It is just not realistic. Just because ICANN is not capable of organizing proper outreach, that doesn't mean that we have to fulfill and follow the mediocrity of ICANN. So I think there is absolutely no problem. It's just a question of understanding and planning and learning from the past. Thank you.
Thank you, Klaus. Joan, I see you have your hand up again. Is that correct? Is that a new hand?
Yes, it is.
Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. I just want to respond to Claude. I just want to say that, first of all, it's Joan for the record. I also believe in the multi-stakeholder model. I do. I think we all do, and absolutely agree with the grassroots mechanism. And obviously, that's what I spent my life doing, so I don't want to talk about that. I think we all are on that page. I think where we may differ, and I use that word because everything can always be worked out, is the blurred lines between Pathfinder is an independent offering. Like you said, it's a partnership between many stakeholders, not just NPOC. My difficulty in handling the event in Helsinki is this, and I'm, you know, this, I might be way off, but this is my difficulty, is, like I said before, I think we're here, we're in Helsinki before at ICANN's expense. Our philosophies and beliefs of engaging grassroots is behind-the-scenes work. When we're there to represent ICANN. And I think the event, as a separate one, people won't see it as a separate one. It, even though, it's, you know, you know, Claus, when you tell people things, they listen. It's all by association and perception. And, you know, we're not working with ICANN staff. Isn't that what we're supposed to do? I agree that maybe that there has been some default in meetings prior to this. Certainly the last two have been, we can point to those two. But I think that what's happening is that there is a plan being put together, and it is our, we should take some initiatives to work with that and at least try that first and get the we are supposed to encourage the grassroots to work within ICANN, I thought. And so if I'm incorrect, I'd really like to know. But as far as I know, like you said, it's a separate organization, but the perception is then where does MPOC outreach start and end then? That's the issue. It's a blurred lines for me.
Thank you, Joan. Klaus, you have your hand up. You have the floor.
Okay, thank you. John, Klaus for the record. John, I see it, to be absolutely honest, quite different. But it's very easy to explain. Ask myself the simple question, who is ICANN? We are ICANN. The people we are representing ICANN. The people, the staff, the corps, the corporation ICANN, that's us. Who are the workers? Who are the staff of ICANN? That's us, the volunteers in the constituencies, the people who are participating in the working groups. That is ICANN. The organization on top of that is the support organization. ICANN, if ICANN, and the definition you just used is the right one, then ICANN has its own will. ICANN, as a corporate organization, has something going which is beyond the legal entity. And this is certainly not a multi-stakeholder approach, and this is certainly unacceptable, would be really unacceptable for the global community to hand over the internet to an organization which basically is a corporate entity which is accountable only to itself, but not to the people around it. So there is a very, 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 very important point. The other point is quite simply, if we are talking about the blurred line between Pathfinder and NPOC and ICANN, I think there is. ICANN has no problem with that blurred line because they see that there is no blurred line. So, for example, ICANN has agreements with Pathfinders for specific events and things like that, and as Sam suggested, we should have now written agreements between Pathfinder and NPOC if we are cooperating in the context of ICANN meeting to stage an event. The second point which I would like to make in that case, then I sincerely hope that also, like other organizations, MPOC will make financial support available to Pathfinders to stage these events. There are funds in MPOC we can use for that. This doesn't exclude by doing all this to follow the suggestions of ICANN staff how to support ICANN's initiatives which have been initiated by ICANN staff. Until now, I have to say to my disappointment, the only questions I received from ICANN staff in the outreach was basically for unpaid slave labor and getting databases together and resource centers and writing articles and things like that, which are basically not in the interest of the constituency we are representing, but in the interest of the corporate ICANN. So that's where my huge distinction is. I am not prepared, just for the last time, to accept ICANN as an independent corporate entity, which basically is only accountable to itself. Thank you.
Thank you, Klaus. John, is that an old hand, or is this a new hand again? I've just not seen it flip up.
Yeah, it's a new hand.
Okay.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead, sorry.
Okay, thank you. It's John for the record. I think, so let's be clear. Is this a past event or is it an NPOC event? That's probably the first thing that we need to define. And then regarding the sponsorship, and we have to talk about how that happens as well. If MPOC is sponsoring it as part of a larger group, what implications are that for MPOC and ICANN then, if it's a separate group? This is what I don't understand.
Thank you, Joan. I will jump in between before I give the floor to Klaus again. I have also this kind of feeling where is the line, who is the owner of an event, in order to define who is going to pay for it, because at the end there is a financial cost to organize these things, and as the plan that I have seen, it is an event that will take quite a lot of money in order to be organized. So I think what is needed in that case too is that it has a financial plan, so that NPOC can engage into this plan, budget plan, and see if we can find all the money that is needed to set up such an event. That's to me, also as the chair being responsible for the constituency itself, one of the duties that I have to fulfill. Looking into can we cover all the expenses that are related to such an event, or can we call on ICANN to get us help in setting it up? So that's where I think it's quite important to have a definition who belongs the event, and then to who it belongs is the one who has to cover all the expenses. That's for me a quite straightforward line, I think. So, Klaus, you have the floor now.
I think there's a quite straightforward, Klaus, for the record, there is a quite straightforward answer to that. If it is happening in the context of NPOC, in the context of an ICANN event before or after, then it is an NPOC event under the leadership of NPOC using Pathfinder. And what we lesson learned out of this, there will be now have to be a contractual agreement between NPOC and Pathfinder, who is covering what, when and where and why, and taking these things. In other scenarios, whilst there will be now quite a number of Pathfinder events which are taking place outside the ecosystem of ICANN, like for example in New York, these are then Pathfinder events partnering with other organizations as their main partners, but where NPOC still as a partner can participate, and NPOC can be and often is on the list of supporting organizations. I think there is absolutely no blur and no problem in the definitions and in the lining. If there still is, please let me know and I will try to explain it.
Thank you, Klaus. Well, I, as you were mentioning, it's Pathfinder, but we have to be clear, Pathfinder is a name, is an initiative. The ownership of Pathfinder is the body that needs to cover, in that perspective, needs to cover the expenses for the setup of the event. Then it looks like it's not an MPOC event, but it's a Pathfinder initiative event, where the owner of the Pathfinder initiative will cover the cost. That's to me, at least, things that seems to get clear now. John, you still have your hand up?
Yes, I do. So it's John. So I can go ahead. Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. It's Joe for the record. So what I'm interpreting, it's a Pathfinder event. And by the way, I think Pathfinder is a fantastic initiative. So we have no question there. And I'm elated that there is a lot of people that are actually sponsoring it and see the value of it, including MPOC. And we have to work out something in terms of MPOC being a sponsor. But that's the initiative itself. In terms of Helsinki is what we're talking about, not Pathfinder or NPOC or anything like that. I just want to address that so that we're very clear about what my concern is. So I've interpreted everything so far that it is a Pathfinder event. And I guess my interpretation would have been the other way around, that NPOC wants to do an event, and it plans the event, and part of that event would include a Pathfinder webinar. That, to me, and invite Pathfinder to come in, one, as an independent service provider, and just so happens that we're also working together and other things. That's how I see it in terms of it being an MPOC event. Right now, I just see totally independent and separate from MPOC and ICANN. And my other issue is that the perception is that it is, people are going to be confused that it's in Helsinki during an ICANN conference with MPOC being a partner, that it's seen as an MPOC, and that's probably a good thing, but in reality, it's not. And so I think that's the issue that I'm having, is that it's not an MPOC event, and so then what becomes of that? Do we spend time with that? Do we have our own event? Like, what do we do, I guess, is the question, if it's an MPOC, Pathfinder initiative event.
Thank you, John. I have Sam and Klaus in the queue. Sam, you have the floor.
Thank you, Rudy. Sam for the record. I'd like to try to clear up some of the confusion here. Starting from the basics, Pathfinder is an initiative of the GKPF that has a mission and a work agenda very similar to the mission MPOC inside ICANN. So that is why they are sisters or brothers in common cause in many cases. Let's take the Helsinki meeting in particular. Pathfinder has proposed and is putting together an event, a webinar for Helsinki. At the moment, it's not clear if it will take place down the street in the Red Cross facilities, or it will take place within the context of the ICANN meeting. This is where MPOC, as MPOC, has to make MPOC decisions. I would recommend that if it's taking place at the Red Cross, that MPOC say, we're a partner in this and we will help. And one of the ways we'll help is we'll supply some labor, you know, needs or whatever. If it's going to take place inside the ICANN agenda at the ICANN facility, then I would recommend that MPOC say, We are hosting the event. The executing agency is Pathfinder. We're having Pathfinder do it because they can do the prep work. They can pull it together. They can do more than we can do. And either yes or no, we've put some resources into this, you know, some financing and all that. So busy. But NPOC has to make a decision, and once it makes the decision, and I've said in the past week, I would like to see a simple one-page memorandum of agreement between NPOC and Pathfinder around a Helsinki event. If later on Olivier manages to begin to pull together something for the African Internet Summit, and the proposal includes a Pathfinder participation there, well, Pathfinder works with Olivier and the summit people, and then NPOC says, we want to be part of this. We don't want to be part of this. We probably do, because if he gets crop funding, NPOC is involved a little bit. But we make those decisions as NPOC on a case-by-case basis, and we are either a partner or a sponsor or just a collaborator. But we make the decisions inside NPOC. We make them clear. We have an MOU. With respect to Joan's concern, could people perceive things differently? The whole world perceives things differently. But if we've got an MOU, even if it's one page long, that says we're a partner or a host, then it's very clear. As to Joan's other comment about, well, we're on the ICANN tab while we're there, I have two comments. One, the activity is right down the middle of the ICANN mission and vision. A, as Klaus keeps pointing out, you know, the grassroots people should be participating and should have a voice. Second, our colleagues that are there are involved in all kinds of other things. They are arranging to get talks at universities. They are deciding that they should go to the finest restaurant in Helsinki. There are a whole range of things that they do while they're there. The important thing is that they do what they're supposed to do at the ICANN meetings. They don't own us 24 hours a day. And if we want to move the mission forward on our own time and our own efforts, we're free to do that. But I want to see NPOC make formal decisions on an event-by-event basis.
Thank you, Sam. Klaus, you're next.
Okay. I see it even tighter than Klaus, for the record. I see it even tighter than them. For me, personally, these events in Helsinki are NPOC events if they're taking place in ICANN or outside ICANN. And let me explain this out of my experience and how we set up Pathfinder, because a lot of people don't understand what Pathfinder is. Pathfinder had, for example, the three sessions or three meetings in Washington, D.C. And if you look at the invitations which were out, these events were advertised as ISOC DC events in cooperation with Pathfinder. So they were Pathfinder events, but basically the lead organization, even if they weren't the sponsors, we even had to pay them money. The lead organization was ISOC DC, and ISOC DC basically was responsible for most of the execution, and more important for sending out the invitations and doing the filming and videoing, things like that. It was, in a way, and as you see it, as it is marketed from ISOC DC, it's an ISOC DC event with Pathfinder, and that's the same. That's why it is an initiative. This is why Pathfinder is not an organization. It's an initiative. It is where alliances come together and using a general support format and network called Pathfinder. This is a role. Global Knowledge Partnership Foundation. We are doing our job as GKPF in partnering with NPOC. And in that case, NPOC is a lead organization, and NPOC is playing the tune. And the lesson learned out of all that is, by the way, the same thing is happening now in in June and July in the New York sessions. It is some law firms who are basically running the event, sponsoring the event, doing the advertising, partnering with Pathfinder, which provides the networks, which provides the know-how, provides a lot of other things. And this is, I think, the only way forward how we can do this. And again, the lesson learned here is we need some contractual arrangements for this, and I'm more than open to get this done as quickly as possible. I have a problem there because that is not problem of opinion or substance. It's quite simply that I have nobody who can help me to draft the necessary legal languages for things like that, because as I had to learn out of hard experience, for example, the kind of contract we have to set up for the U.S. Department with Pathfinder is completely different from a contract which we have to set up for Helsinki in a European basis, because the legal background is completely different. And I don't have the money to pay a lawyer to do that. Otherwise, I would have had the MOUs and all that stuff for Pathfinder, for all regions, everything out a long time ago. I tried my hand on it. I just failed spectacularly. And I'm not a lawyer. Thank you.
Thank you, Klaus. Before I give the floor to Joan, let me personally be clear. The Pathfinder Initiative is a program, is an initiative that I have a lot of good feeling in it and a lot of expectations from it. But today, looking into the, let's say, more number aspect of the events and activities, I'm looking into how many new members did we got the last year with NPOC. That is not so bad. When I look into how many of these members are working with us, with NPOC, in the policy work, well, then I have to say it looks like I felt enormously, because I don't see none of them really working with us in working groups and in the policy context. That's something where I feel maybe our second or parallel goal should be to do some inreach to get people involved in it. The only two new names that I saw popping up is in the Community Working Group on UGTLD, where I have seen two names that are quite new to me, and I'm really thankful. I wanted to reach out to them as NPOC to congratulate them for their collaboration in these working groups, because that's the only two I've seen in 1 year time joining us in doing policy work. And I think that's outreach is one aspect, but if you get new members and they don't do anything or they don't give you any stuff to be able to do policy work, then we need to look into those we have and why are they not participating. That's probably another question that we will need to take care of in another call. But that's where I'm looking into the values of what's coming back to NPOC. How much members do we get from activities we are doing, and how much of the members are participating in the mission we have as a constituency? That's where I have a feeling, and that's where I got these questions from ICANN, from a higher level, that there is a measurement, and I've been talking about this quite often, there is a measurement that is done on, well, if you do outreach, how much new participants do you get in working groups? And that's something I actually am looking into solutions to give a good answer for that. John, you have your hand up. You have the floor.
Thank you. It's Joan for the record. So I have a couple of things. First, to Claude, Pathfinder is an initiative, and we all agree we won't discuss the value of it, like I keep saying. I like the idea that it's an initiative that is available to anyone, specifically the sponsors. So I guess to me, I would have thought that for MPOC to host an event, and I know we've talked about that there can be separate events, but we are on an MPOC call. For MPOC to be the host, it would have been great for us to say, okay, we'll host it. We will find a meeting place. We will send out the invites in cooperation with JKPDF and ICANN. And all of those things, set the date and all of that, and we host the event. I think that would have been made the bloodlines, and Sam knows I talked to him extensively about that. That's how the MOU even came up, because we needed to say, okay, what do we do with this? Because we obviously, MPOC needs to do something and have an educational strategy, and it's an excellent one to do. So no question there. So I guess that's how I see it, that MPOC would be the host of it, and the provider is the initiative Pathfinder. So that's the first thing I wanted to say. The second thing is I agree with Sam regarding the MOU. It doesn't really have to be something legalistic, unless somebody wants to put their head on, and I'm not a lawyer either. But an MOU is just a clear understanding of who does what and when and how, really. I think that we can work together. We all morally, ethically agree with the whole project. So it's just about who takes on what duties when. And MPOC is only responsible for when we have events. Pathfinder does its own thing otherwise with everybody else. Regarding the membership outreach or inreach, we did discuss that in Marrakesh. So two things to me came out of Marrakesh. One is that we were going to do the policy statement to engage our existing members and do some inreach. And secondly, that we would create the new ambassadors program for encouraging either regional organizations, which again would either have existing members or get us new ones. Definitely, I don't have any numbers on any of the programs that we've done, the educational programs, if we've got new members from it. We don't have a question that says that or anything like that, and there is no evaluation on that. So it's always good to do different things and see which one people have the uptake and join us. The best response we got was when we sent out that mentorship information. People really responded to that. So that we can say definitely. So I guess what I want to close with is to say that it would have been great if we were offered the situation to become the host of the past event, and that I think that would have been less blurred and easily easy to organize. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Just for the information, Olivier is not connected. He is connected through Skype with Mariam and is listening to the call through the Skype connection with Mariam. It's quite common. I'm just asking him if he has some remarks that he wants to express. And he told me he is giving them to Mariam, who should try to post them in the chat, I think, so far. Coming back to our call, Klaus, you have your hand up. You're next.
Yes, I just would like to reply to Rudy to your two questions. The question is, did you fail? Yes, you failed. You failed spectacularly because you followed the mistake ICANN does everywhere 24 hours a day, and why ICANN is so remote from the people it's supposed to serve. It's quite simply, you need to make what we are doing, and we need to make, not only you, relevant to the people who are we actually asking to do the labor. And if and your new GTLD program involvement is a perfect example for that. This is something, the new GTLD program is something, and the working group is something where people gain from, where people have positions, where they need to defend positions, where power, money, and everything is in the game. That's why people are there. Like people will be in the funding, in the auction money game, and nobody will be in the boring little things which nobody interests. That's first question. The other question is that ICANN, as you said, leadership or whoever, ask you, so, but why did you fail to manage to get people into the working group? I wouldn't accept that question. I would ask, tell them back, you are asking me completely the wrong question. The question you should ask is, what did you do to engage people with a multi-stakeholder process, and what did you do with outreach and capacity building? What did you do? What did you do on the basis so that we have the basis for an involvement later? I wouldn't accept the dictate and the premises ICANN is doing. This is blackmail, and this is the expression of a corporate, unjustified, and in my opinion, illegal ICANN, and we have to do everything to fight it. Thank you.
Thank you, Klaus. Well, I can tell you that I didn't just accept what was asked me. I can tell you I have been having a lot of discussions. I have been a lot of talks to try to figure out how to improve. And, well, there are quite a lot of samples in ICANN that it seems that what they are doing and trying to do, as well as we are trying to do, that it works. It looks like we are the ones that are saying that everything is bad, and that's where I could just make a few samples of, look, we increased, we almost doubled the number of members we have in MPOC in more than 1 year. So that's quite good, except that only one of them is actively engaged, it's Martin. All the others, we don't see one word even on a mailing list. We don't see one word during whatever discussion. And that's where I feel that I am powerless to change things if we are just looking to and put so much efforts on outreach and not trying to do the inreach activity. That's where I have been asking Joan to work on cleaning up the database, having a good membership database so that we know who we have in our membership, so that we can start really campaigning to get them involved. We can give them a win-win if we are able to translate the message in such a way that our members are understanding it the way we are understanding. That's the reason why we are here also. And that's where I think there is need for another discussion, where I would propose for a next call to invite to our call, for instance, David Olive, who is responsible for policy in ICANN, and we can then express ourselves again with the same issues and the same arguments, so that the message passes to the higher level, not just coming from me, but from the whole XCOM. That's a proposal I'm doing. If we agree on, I will try to organize as quick as possible a meeting with XCOM and David Olive in order to get things moving forward. I see, Joan, you have your hand up. By the way, the question from Olivier, I totally agree with you, for more outreach activities coming from us. Okay. So, Joan, you have your hand up. You have the floor.
Okay, so it's Joan for the record. So I just want to say that from my perspective, the only time somebody fails or an organization fails is when things don't go the way they think they should go, is what do they do with that information? What have we learned? How will we do things differently? I mean, a simple thing, for example, is we know that one of our primary focus should be the policy comments. I think that we can do that. The second thing is, as Klaus pointed out, is we've tried to do events, and due to time and schedule and confusion, they ended up not happening. So what I learned from that is that instead of doing the next conference, so you're going from one to the next, is just take a step back and do the, say, for example, Helsinki is different, but then we start to, as a decision, you know, plan 6 months in advance. And I know I can, excuse me, we'll get into the mix, but do more planning time. So that's one of the things that came out, is that we don't have enough planning time. So that's one thing we learned. The second thing is that, you know, it's not just that we're going to engage new organizations, although obviously we should do that when we're in a region, but that we should look to our regional members and ask them to help us. We haven't done that. That's a lesson learned. To me, those are things that are really powerful messages to us to build on, as opposed to starting new all the time. So I just want to say that I tend to look at things as not failure, but how can we build from what we've done and learned? Thank you.
Thank you, Joan. Yeah, indeed, I think it's indeed important that we try to get our existing members coming closer to us, and we try to get closer to them. That would certainly bring a better result. As we are now almost 30 minutes from the end of the call, I didn't expect this call to take so long, but it's good. It's a fruitful discussion. What I want to do now is move forward with a action list. Where I discovered the following items being on the list. The first one seems to me get clearance on the outreach facilities during the Helsinki meeting on the Monday. I have seen that I've sent out a message to Jean-Jacques, but it seems he is on Eastern vacation till the 11th. There is an SOAC chairs call on the 11th, and there is an SOAC leadership call on the 12th of April. So there are 2 days that are in the schedule for having decisions at SOAC leadership level. I have been reaching out to Robert Hoggart to try to figure out if there is any possibility to see if we can move forward before that meeting, but it looks like we need to consider this in the group. The other, so that's the first action is I will draft a text that I will send on the SOAC leadership list for the Helsinki meeting, so that we get already this started in the SOAC leadership list. second one, I will ask David Olive to join us, and eventually also Robert Hoggart, to join us in a call to try to figure out the win-win possibilities for our members in UNPOC and how to change minds in ICANN to align with the minds UNPOC has. That's the second action item. The third one is, I think, quite an important one too. In case, and anyway, well, in case we don't have the event being able to be organized under the umbrella of UNPOC, if the Pathfinder initiative would be done outside of the ICANN context, maybe it would be good to have an indication of what is the budget that is needed to organize that event in order to see how and where we are getting the funds. I think that's a quite important one too. Another one that is on the list is the a decision that was taken to inform Olivier, as he probably can still listen to this call, is that I have activated everything I can to open the CROP application platform. It has been done, it has been approved by Benedetta, but it still needs a last approval from the regional VP, and then the application will be entered. Mariam is following this with me together, and as soon as the application, trip application is opened, Olivier, you will be informed and the application will be entered. So this is an ongoing work, and I'll try to finish it as soon as it is possible, as soon as it is open to enter the application. I'm looking in the chat. We need a general agreement first, then we talk about the budget. Well, the agreement should also cover the fact of, to me at least, we're looking from the UNPOC side, is a question of who is going to finance what at the end, because an event is not something you can do without having any expenses. So it's something that we need to figure out in an agreement, in an MOU, and as Joan is talking about the MOU, what timing do we have to produce that MOU? Should this be done within a week from now? Is that an acceptable timing, or do we need more time for it? Well, we have an MOU. For instance, we have an MOU that has been signed between GKPF and AFICTA. We could use that MOU as a collaboration MOU, where the finances are clearly specified that they are to each of the parties that are engaging into it, and there is no cross organization funding done. So each of them is quite simple. It's engaging on the program itself, on the initiative itself. In case there is an event, it's the organizer of the event who pays for the event. That's how the MOU has been conceived in the context of AFICTA and GKPF. I can send it on the list in an hour from now. Are there any other points we need to add to the action list? Sorry that I've been jumping a bit, but I try to keep my eye on the clock. Are there any other items we need to handle? Yes, Joan, I see you have your hand up. You have the floor.
It's Joan for the record. Just going back to the policy statements, I don't think we absolutely formally agree about Sam's proposal, and I think that's a quick thing that can happen, so I just wanted to bring that up. And the other thing regarding the Pathfinder and or the MOU, that there's an understanding that obviously it's an event-to-event or conference-to-conference, but that it doesn't preclude us from having other regional organizations doing presentations as well. So just wanted to say that.
Thank you, John. Coming back to the proposal of Sam, well, again, if there is anything that can help NPOC getting their members more involved in the work, I'm not against it at all. It's just a question of if we are not giving ourselves ourselves as a sample of how and what to do. I think that that's one of the triggers or motivators that you can use in order to activate people to join you. There is still one person that I didn't hear. I don't know if he's still connected. Martin, are you still connected? I didn't see him typing nor speaking. Be sure that we're not losing him just in the middle of the discussions. So again, with regards to the policy actions, I have no objections. Oh, yeah. No, Martin, we cannot hear you. You're still on mute.
Can you hear me there?
Yes, perfect.
Hello? Yes, I've been here the whole time. Don't worry, yes.
Okay, because I didn't see any reaction, so I was wondering if you were still connected. You're connected with your mobile, if I'm not wrong.
No, my iPad. No, regarding my reaction, so far I think everything I heard was explanatory. I was confused, but I think now I have a more clear mind of what's happening, and my opinion has been represented by someone else when speaking, so I didn't want to just participate vaguely. So far I agree with the action points, and if I come up with anything else that I feel that has to be done, I will just say it on the XCOM.
Okay, thank you, Martin. Happy that I heard your voice. Just wondering, you never know. I see, Klaus, you have your hand up. You have the floor.
Yes, Klaus, for the record, I want to be more clear about the MOU. I think what we need to have is a general MOU between Pathfinder and NPOC, or NPOC and Pathfinder, and then an MOU with the specific financials between every single event. Rudy proposed that we are using the AFICTA MOU. And my experience with the AFICTA MOU, it has been not well received by several organizations like ISOC, affiliates and things like that, and they're finding it very cumbersome and totally unusable because it is in a legal language they just simply cannot accept. So my question is, do you agree that we need two MOUs? Who is going to work and draft these MOUs? And to be clear, it will not be me because I'm just simply not good at it. And certainly, what will be the time frame for it? Because I think we should have these MOUs in place latest by the calls on the 11th. Thank you.
Thank you, Klaus. Well, with regard to the financial, it's always something that is, and that was mentioned in the AFICTA MOU also, if there is any expense, it is a second document that will clarify event by event what will be covered by whom. And that's always a second document, because you never know up front when you will have an event. That's always case by case. I'm just wondering, I will send around the MOU of AFICTA, and let us have a look if NPOC and Pathfinder can find an agreement on that, on basis of that document. I don't see a need for trying to draft something else again. So I think it would be useful if we could just have a look at the one we have, and I'm looking at the lawyer between us, Martin. Maybe, Martin, you can have a look at the MOU and see if...
Sure, of course.
Yes, Martin?
Yes, yes, of course I can.
Okay, so can we agree that we start from the existing MOU between GKPF and AFICTA, and see if there are there is anything needed to be changed and redrafted. Martin takes the lead in this, and we agree on that we will have a check next Thursday to see if there are really big issues with the MOU that needs to be agreed upon. Is that okay for everyone?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I say green tick. I don't know if at this very moment there is still something else we need to discuss. We are having still something like 20 minutes left. And I think we took care of what we needed to take care of. We have been looking into how to address the Helsinki. Anyway, there is still a lot of discussions that need to be taken care of with regards the organization of the working group meetings in Helsinki, of the constituency day meetings. And that's a task that I will look into with Mariam to see how the meeting team is expecting the request. Because I'm almost sure that the way that the request for the facilities will probably differ from the ones we had before, and I didn't see any requests or questions about that today. I've seen on the SOAC leadership list that there was a discussion about, and there was a letter sent by James Bladel, the GNSO chair, council chair, to Nick Tommaso, requesting clarifications on the setup of all the meetings in the Helsinki space. So this is still not really cleared out, as far as I understood, to give you some feedback that I've just read in the comments that are public. It's a letter that James Bladel has been sending to Nick Tommaso in the public context. So can we... close this call with the action list we have been talking about in the last 5-10 minutes. I will ask Mariam if she can still have a few minutes to close this action list in a formal way and put it on the mailing list. Do you have some time left, Mariam, to get that done together?
Sure, Rudy, yes, we can do that.
Okay, thank you very much. So if there is no other question, looking into the Adobe Connect, I don't see any hands raised. I will call this meeting to an end, and we'll look into the schedule for eventually having a follow-up meeting on next Thursday. But we'll check if that's possible for everybody. So thank you all. Good afternoon. Good evening.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye, guys.
Thank you very much, everyone, for attending the meeting. Chris, you may now speak.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.